Good morning. Nah, 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 nah.
This is the Fly FM Jokers podcast.
All right, so just a little while ago, Arif was a bit upset. He's saying that Singapore is out here exploiting us in Malaysia again. What happened?
Exactly. So basically, there was an ad which advertised a job for making roti canai in Singapore.
Oh, okay, right.
You know, like a normal mamak lah, I would say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the salary is 5,000 ringgit. Which would seem a lot in Malaysia.
I was going to say, not bad, right?
If you live in Malaysia. But if you convert to SGD, it's probably like, what, 1.5, 1.6, something like that.
Something like that, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, right, it's way too low. Because I lived in Singapore. Uh-huh. If you live in Singapore with that salary, trust me, you wouldn't survive. I mean, look at the story that we covered the other day about the balcony.
rental thing.
And then, you know, and also Singaporeans, I mean, Singapore jobs ads are known to, you know, provide ridiculous requests and perks. Okay, so get this.
Got perks with the roti canai job. Okay.
So salary starting from 5,000 ringgit with additional perks. So when you think about additional perks, you probably would think like a car, maybe a house,
healthcare,
you know, things like that.
Healthcare, insurance. Yeah.
But no, additional perks including access to a prayer room,
what?
Accommodation, which is good,
okay,
and
good.
Meals provided. Stated on the advertisement listing published. So this is like the bare minimum, I would say.
Yeah, access to a prayer room, like you would think that was just normal anyway, right?
Exactly. Imagine like, additional perks. You get to go to toilet.
Wow. What a perk. Yeah. And I get accommodation. Oh my God.
And on top of that, they advertise this job application in our local newspaper. Singapore.
Here in Malaysia.
Yeah, Singapore trying to con Malaysia lah.
Oh, so they're trying to get people from Malaysia over to there.
Yeah, Singapore. That's the idea.
Ah.
With that salary, measly salary.
Now I see why you're so pressed about it.
Exactly.
Right.
So I think, right, We should call and then ask about the job.
Oh God, really? You want to call them and ask?
Yeah. Let's just call them and then, you know, ask some questions, you know, things like that and see what they say.
Just try not to make it a Malaysia versus Singapore thing.
I cannot promise because normally...
Be civil on the phone.
Because normally it does not end well when it comes to Malaysia and Singapore.
Right.
It's like, you know, like siblings fighting each other, but actually we still love each other.
All right. Arif is going to try and apply, I guess, for this roti canai maker job in Singapore. We're all going to see how it goes next.
This is the Fly FM Jokers podcast.
Arif has seen this advertisement for a roti canai maker job in Singapore.
Yes, penebar roti canai. And then they are paying 5,000 ringgit. It's equivalent to about like 1.6 SGD, lah, which is not much if you're living in Singapore.
Yeah, but the reason why Arif is so pressed about this is because the job is in Malaysian local newspapers.
Exactly. The audacity, guys.
They're trying to steal Malaysians to go over there.
They're trying to con us with offering 5,000 ringgit. Because obviously to us, it's a lot.
Yeah. So Arif then said he's going to call them.
Yeah.
But have to make it civil, bro. Okay?
No promises.
Let's try.
Hello, Brighton here.
Hi, hello. I saw your ad in the newspaper for a roti prata master. Just wondering if you guys still looking for this role.
Yes. Thank you for reaching out. We are still looking. You saw ad from Malaysia.
Yeah. I did. And I'm actually very excited lah. When can I move to Singapore?
Okay. Maybe we can start introduce first lah. What's your experience as chef? How long have you been working in the industry?
I work very long already all my life lah, basically. And then when my parents go out at night, they taught me how to unfreeze the roti canai of the frozen roti canai and then cook on the pan, you know, things like that lah.
How long you in the professional kitchen?
Quite some time lah.
Hey, what do you mean some time? How about sous chef?
What is sous?
Sir, are you a chef or not?
Yeah, I'm chef. I'm ready to start next week also, if you're okay.
I think you're wasting my time.
Hey, what do you mean? Because you looking for the roti prata chef, right? Paying 1.4 only. That's like 5,000 ringgit Malaysian. Not enough lah, actually.
This Malaysia always cause problems.
Hey, why you Singapore first? You what? Concert Taylor Swift lah, and then want to exploit roti canai maker lah, 1.4.
Yeah lah, Malaysia.
Hey, what?
Bro, was it that hard not to get into an argument?
I told you already, we cannot. Every time, it's like kryptonite lah. We are each other's kryptonite. I told you, I cannot lah with these Singaporeans.
It was just fine until he dropped one curse word and then you were like,
exactly. They are the one who started the curse word. I didn't curse. They started.
Yeah, but that's what it's called, like being the bigger man, Arif.
Sorry, I'm not that big. I'm like less than 6 feet. 6 foot. sorry. I cannot.
All right. Well, in other news, the movie that's apparently going to save Marvel from all the troubles they've been having over the last few years.
I heard about
finally
this.
Finally dropped a trailer. Which movie am I talking about? Well, going to tell you everything right after this.
Stream the Fly FM Jokers catch up on Audio Plus.